Standing at the entrance of a roller coaster, your heart pounds as anticipation collides with fear. That visceral moment, thrilling yet terrifying, perfectly captures what it means to become an entrepreneur. This isn't just another business book promising quick riches or easy formulas. It's a raw, honest survival guide for one of life's most exhilarating journeys. Having interviewed titans from Richard Branson to Steve Jobs as publisher of Success Magazine, Darren Hardy doesn't sugarcoat the reality. Entrepreneurship will test every fiber of your being. He knows this intimately. His own water filter business once flooded an entire retirement community, a humiliating disaster that paradoxically hooked him on entrepreneurship forever. What makes this message so powerful is its unflinching honesty about both the extraordinary rewards and brutal challenges ahead. We're witnessing something unprecedented. Global wealth increased 69% in a single decade, with 2 million new millionaires created in 2013 alone. Technology has shattered traditional barriers, democratizing access to the global marketplace in ways previously unimaginable. Right now, people around you, some less educated, less talented, perhaps even less motivated than you, are becoming millionaires. You're about to discover why this moment in history offers unprecedented opportunity and why only about 10% of people will have the courage to seize it. The entrepreneurial spirit lives inside you, waiting to be unleashed. But this path means joining the rare 10% who leave security behind. Like crabs pulling down escapees, people around you will likely sabotage your journey. Friends and family may reject your venture because you're triggering their own suppressed urge to take risks. As Gandhi observed, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. To thrive as an entrepreneur, embrace being fundamentally different. Stop trying to be likable. Even President Obama faced 49% disapproval during re-election. Creating change means shaking up the status quo, which inevitably means some people won't like you. The greatest innovators were all mocked before they succeeded. Elon Musk was ridiculed before SpaceX won NASA's $1.6 billion contract. David Neeleman faced laughter launching JetBlue during the dot-com crash before building a $2 billion airline. If no one's ridiculing your ideas, you're either not sharing revolutionary thoughts or keeping them hidden. At 19, running a $5 million water filter business from an 8,000-square-foot office, success seemed certain. Then a widow sat across the desk, ready to invest her last $5,000. When she looked up with complete trust and asked if this was right for her, 30 seconds of silence led to the truth. No. Walking away that night revealed something more valuable than success, the difference between skill and love. Being good at something doesn't mean you should do it. Without love, nothing sustains you through the inevitable brutality ahead. Steve Jobs understood this. Passion isn't optional because entrepreneurship is so hard that any rational person would quit. Elon Musk described it as staring into the abyss and eating glass. Your strength comes from identifying your unique advantages, what Warren Buffett calls your circle of competency. Build businesses leveraging these strengths while avoiding ventures outside your capabilities. Success requires deliberate practice driven by genuine passion that transforms effort from drudgery into joy. After buying a dream home with bay views, showing it to his father resulted in him pointing out a ceiling stain instead of acknowledging the achievement. This heartbreaking moment became liberating, freedom from seeking approval that would never come. Most people pursue success without asking what it means personally, letting parents, media, or neighbors define it. A friend's revelation after losing a listing. At funerals, only about 10 people truly care enough to cry, and weather determines attendance. Why care about opinions from people who won't attend your funeral in the rain? On the entrepreneurial roller coaster, failure is inevitable. Success isn't avoiding falls, but reducing recovery time from 2 weeks to 2 days, then 2 hours, 20 minutes, finally 2 minutes. Andre Agassi became the world's number one tennis player, but felt empty until finding purpose creating a charter school for disadvantaged children. Richard Branson may thrive with 400 plate spinning, but that doesn't mean you should. Define success for yourself and follow your own path. Sales and marketing drive business success far more than product quality. Apple's iPod needed 3 years of marketing to dominate despite inferior technology. Business success is 10% product, 90% sales. As an entrepreneur, you're constantly selling, pitching ideas to partners, vision to employees, opportunities to recruits. Everything starts with sales. Nothing matters until something sells, is sustained by sales, most problems can be solved by more sales, and ends with sales. Without it, you're quickly out of business. The most effective sales quality isn't passion, it's empathy. You must understand prospects' deepest concerns, what they worry about before sleep, what they fear, who they hope to impress. Real estate agent John Lennon has sold over $3.7 billion in properties on a single street, outperforming hundreds selling identical luxury condos. His secret? He sells something different to each client based on their unique needs: a $4 million parking space, a $2.8 million gym access pass, a $6 million closet, each with an apartment included. Entrepreneurs often hire with their hearts, not their heads. Desperation once led to hiring Amanda from Craigslist for her enthusiasm, not her skills. A sister-in-law intervened, recommending Maggie instead. Maggie lacked Amanda's excitement, but had actual capabilities. Years later, she remains invaluable. The lesson? Hire evidence, not hope. Poor hiring costs far more than salaries. Bad employees destroy morale, make costly mistakes, and alienate customers, costing 6 to 15 times their annual salary. One A player replaces three good employees. As Steve Jobs noted, A players hire A players, and B players hire C players. As your company grows, you become the constraint. Your leadership determines whether your business becomes a rocket ship. Leadership isn't about being liked, it's about doing the right thing, which is often unpopular. After interviewing entrepreneurs like Richard Branson and Tony Hawk, an epiphany emerged. Highly successful people work less while achieving more. The problem isn't effort, it's misplaced focus. Like ER doctors prioritizing vital signs over visible injuries, entrepreneurs must focus on factors determining survival rather than urgent but less important matters. Dr. Oz delegates everything except critical functions where his expertise matters most. In real estate, only three functions proved vital: pitching listings, negotiating contracts, and prospecting. Tracking revealed less than 20 minutes on these in a 16-hour workday. Increasing this time made business skyrocket. Calculate your hourly value by dividing annual income goals by 2,000 hours. Joel Osteen identified his most vital function, the 22-minute Sunday broadcast reaching millions, and restructured his week around perfecting it. Warren Buffett's method: list priorities, narrow to top three, discard the rest. The master skill of success is learning to say no. Entrepreneurship happens in the dark, filled with unexpected turns and constant risk of humiliation. Fear is non-negotiable, but you can face it. True courage means proceeding despite fear. Our brains evolved when vigilance against predators ensured survival. Today, this primitive threat detection system triggers fight or flight for non-threatening situations. Gain perspective. If I do this, will I die? If no, your fear is exaggerated. A wealthy investor named Coach expressed profound deathbed regret. With final strength, he grabbed an arm. Don't miss the point. He lamented focusing on houses and money instead of people and relationships. I was keeping the wrong score, he admitted. Jeff Bezos yeffed Wall Street by asking whether he'd regret trying and failing? No. Or not trying? Yes. Research with 1,000 elderly Americans found their greatest regrets were about what they didn't do. Business transforms you, making you smarter, more resilient, more confident. But don't forget who you were when you started this journey. Remember why you began. The point isn't merely success, it's enjoying the ride. Greatness exists within you. Release it and live in it fully. Begin now.